This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. You know, just when you thought that the U.S. incentives for EVs were dead and done, maybe they're not. Auto dealers are pushing back against Republicans in Congress that are trying to eliminate the $7,500 EV sales incentive. Several dealerships and dealer groups, including CarMax and Carvana, sent a letter to the Senate saying ending the subsidies would threaten dealers that have made significant investments in EV sales and service. They say that tax credits for new and used EVs, as well as incentives for battery production, and I quote here, must continue, even in a reduced form, for at least the next several years, close quote. The dealers are also opposed to the House version of the bill that imposes a $250 annual fee on EVs and a $100 fee on hybrids. One dealer near Seattle estimates that its sales would fall 25 to 30% without the incentives. It's becoming more and more difficult to find an affordable used car in the U.S. According to IC Cars, in 2019, used car prices under $20,000 made up nearly 50% of the three-year-old market. Today, that's barely over 11%. The average price of a three-year-old used car is now more than $32,000, up from just over $23,000 in 2019. That's a 40% increase. Production shutdowns caused by the pandemic and the chip shortage a few years ago meant that fewer new cars were sold. And that means that today, there are fewer used cars in the market, which is causing prices to shoot up. With tariffs pushing up new car prices, more people will likely turn to the used car market, and that's only going to send prices higher. You know, they say it's the most anticipated new car in China, and the sales orders are something like we have never seen before. We're talking about the Xiaomi U7. In the first 3 minutes it went on sale, 200,000 orders poured in. In the first hour, that jumped to 289,000. They were coming in so fast that scalpers jumped in on the action. By the end of the day, Xiaomi announced that production was sold out until early next year. You know, when Tesla opened deposits for the Cybertruck, it reportedly got 1.9 million pre-orders. But the deposits were only $100, and they were fully refundable. And sales have fallen far short of what Tesla expected. Xiaomi is charging $700 for a deposit, and they are not refundable. So we can be pretty sure that its pre-orders will turn into actual sales. And here's why the public is going crazy over the U7. It's aimed right at the Tesla Model Y, but with more features at a lower price. It starts at just over $35,300, or nearly $1,400 less than a Model Y. It comes with a 96 kilowatt hour LFP battery pack. That's about 30 kilowatt hours more than what Tesla has. It has 305 horsepower. That's about 235 kilowatts. And it offers 518 miles of driving range, but that's based on the CLTC test cycle. So the battery pack is bigger, it has 10 more horsepower, and it provides 100 more miles of driving range. The rip-roaring success of the car pushed Xiaomi's stock price to new highs, making its founder, Li Jun, the richest man in China, pushing his wealth well over $50 billion. Li, who is 55 years old, founded Xiaomi in 2010 to make smartphones. The company did not start making cars until March of 2021.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. When's the best time to solve a problem? The minute you know you have one. Meet Wireless Neo-Fi Cloud, your secure, off-the-shelf solution empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless Neo-Fi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. driver, communication data, and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless Neovi Cloud, your vehicle update solution in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
Let's go back to that comparison of the U7 to the Tesla Model Y for a minute. Even though the Tesla Y was the best-selling car in China last year, that's probably not going to happen this year. Not even with the updated version called the Juniper. It faces direct competition from four Chinese EVs that are launching in the next 4 weeks. Besides the U7 we've already talked about, there's the XPeng G7, the NIO L90, and Li Auto's i8. And the early results don't look good for Tesla. For the first 5 months of the year, sales of the Model Y are down 24% in China. Looks like Uber is serious about expanding its autonomous operations. Earlier this week, it started offering robo-taxi rides with Waymo in Atlanta. And now, the New York Times reports, Uber is in talks with its founder, Travis Kalanick, to buy the U.S. operations of the Chinese AV company, Pony AI. Bloomberg estimates the deal would likely be valued under $500 million, since Pony has no U.S. revenue yet. If the deal goes through, Kalanick would run Pony AI while continuing to lead his current company, Cloud Kitchens, which is kind of like DoorDash and delivers food to your house. Kalanick was ousted as Uber CEO in 2017, and he left the board in 2019. But a tie-up between Uber and Pony AI would not be too surprising. The two companies previously signed a deal to offer robo-taxi services in the Middle East. Chinese automakers are embedding themselves deeper into the European auto industry. As we've reported before, BYD is building an assembly plant in Hungary to make the Dolphin and the Auto 3 electric cars. And it just announced it will buy steel to make those cars from a supplier in Austria called Voestalpine. That will certainly ease tensions with European steelmakers who have accused the Chinese of dumping steel in their market. And that led to sky-high tariffs on certain types of Chinese steel products. That cargo ship carrying thousands of cars that caught fire and sunk in the Pacific Ocean is going to be costly. According to the Anderson Economic Group, it's going to cost shippers and the industry an estimated $560 million. And that doesn't include downstream business losses, medical expenses, replacing the ship, or an environmental cleanup plan. The ship, which was traveling from China to Mexico, was carrying more than 3,000 vehicles, including around 750 EVs and hybrids. The cause of the fire isn't known, but crew members reported seeing smoke coming from the area where the EVs were being stored. Hey, we've got the latest AutoLine poll that we're opening up to all of our viewers. At the top of the program, we reported that Carvana and CarMax want the U.S. Congress to keep EV incentives in place. How would you like to see Congress vote on this? One, keep all those incentives in place. Two, just keep the $7,500 sales rebate. Three, just keep the incentives to manufacture batteries in the U.S. Or four, kill all the incentives. We'll report the results of the poll, but not for another week or so because we've got a programming note here. The AutoLine crew will be taking a well-earned mid-year break, and we're shutting down the shop next week like we do every year. But we've prepared videos that will get posted every day on some great technology that I think you'll find fascinating. So that brings our reporting for the first half of the year to a close, and we'll kick off our second half on the first Monday in July. So we hope to see you then, and thanks for all your support.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. And by
making a life full of memories. one road trip at a time. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Weatherpeak tires with a 70,000-mile limited warranty.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.